Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph brings that if there is broken pieces of clay, if they can be used for a certain amount of oil, so then they're still mekabel tuma. If they're kalim, they're small, until the size of a lug, so they need to have oil, kedei sichas katan, enough to anoint a young child. If it's larger than a lug, until the size of a seah, it needs to be able to hold a revis. And if it's larger than that, it needs to be able to hold chatziluk. So it comes out from our Gemara that in the larger pieces of clay, if it holds chatziluk or more, so that is mekabel tumah. If it holds less than chatziluk, it's not mekabel tumah. So Masha over here says, a gevaldik hora. He says that we're learning this sugya in the yeshiva on Chanukah. So he came with the following concept. He says, what menorah do the Chashmonaim use to light the menorah Beis HaMikdash during Chanukah? As we know, everything was tame. That's so they couldn't have the oil of the for the menorah. So the menorah was also tame. So the menorah was tame. Which menorah did they use? So the Maharsha brings the Mizrahi, the Reim, that says that they used the menorah made out of wood. The Maharsha disagrees, and he says the reason why, because They were tame as well. And if they made a menorah out of wood, they would be metame the wood. And in addition, says the Marshal, that we learned, we have the Gemaras to tell us that there's a shita that says that you cannot build a menorah out of wood. So why would they build a menorah out of wood? Says the Marshal, here's what he thinks happens. They build a menorah doing Chanukah made out of clay, made out of cheres. Why is cheres not mekabel tumo? Because they made sure to use broken pieces of cheres. And broken piece of cheres, what's the minimum amount they needs to hold? We said chatziluk. So says the Mashal, what they did, they use broken pieces of cheres that do not hold chatziluk. So that's why it's not mekabel tumo. So says the Mashal, according to this, we answer the question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked, why do we have 8 nights of Chanukah? Well, the first night is not an ace. They had enough oil for the first night. But according to what Marshall tells us, they did not put enough oil for the first night because they were using a broken piece of cheres that cannot hold more than chatziluk. How much of oil do you need in order to light the entire night? The Gemara tells us that in the long nights of the winter, you need to have a chatziluk. Chatziluk is the shear for the menorah for every night. But why do we have chatziluk? Because the longest nights of the year, which is the winter, it takes chatziluk to light the entire night. But they use broken piece of cheres, which cannot hold chatziluk. So they did not have enough oil even for one night. So Yimele, in the first night of Chanukah, there was already a miracle. There was already a nace. Because they did not have enough to light the entire night, because they didn't put oil enough of chatziluk. Because if it would be chatziluk, so then it would be kabel tuma. If you don't have chatziluk, it's not supposed to light the entire night. It's still lit the entire night. So Yimele, there was a miracle, even the first night of Chanukah, answering the famous question of Beis Yosef. So why do we have Chanukah for 8 days? Because the first night was also a miracle. That's the chiddush of the Maharsha that he says in our sugya during the days of Chanukah. So just to be mayor, there's two main questions that Achronim ask on the Maharsha. The Bchor Shor, on Masechet Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, he asked question number one, that the same Gemara that says that you can't make a menorah out of wood, says you can't make a menorah out of kli cheres, out of clay. So Masha says they couldn't use a wooden menorah because you're not supposed to make a menorah out of wood. But so therefore they made a menorah out of cheres. But menorah out of cheres is also something you're not supposed to do. So this, the Aruch Lener in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Dalet, he answers this question. He says, what the Masha means to say is, of course they didn't make a menorah lechatchila out of clay. They just had no choice. They couldn't use a regular menorah because it was tummy. So which material should they use? If they use wood, it doesn't help because the wood becomes tummy. So they use clay. Clay is the solution to have something which doesn't make avatumo, even though it's not kosher lechatchila. But the Bchor Shor adds more. He says, why don't they use clay avanim or clay adama? Vessels made out of stone or made out of the earth. There's no reason that clay should be better than that. So the Bchor Shor ends and says, Rashad did not really mean to say this part. He just said it the boys at Talmidim, just to sharpen the Talmidim. But now that's the real part. Another question brings the Sefer Lev Aryeh over here in our Masechta. And this seems to be like a real Pircho Alimto. It says, the Rashad brings that, why was it up to Chatzilog? Because in our Gemara, in the list of our Gemara, Gemara says that the larger pieces of cheres, which is seyad sasayim, so they, the pieces that are left from that kli, if it can contain chatzilug, it gets tumo. So Masha says, in order to make sure not to get tumo, you have to have less than chatzilug. But says the Levariah, look at the Mishnah there, Meseches Kelim. This Gemara here is quoting a Mishnah, Meseches Kelim. The Mishnah there brings another level, another size of Kelim. After it says, Misei Atzatayim Chatzilug, it says, Misatayim Vat Sholish Vat Chomesh, meaning a larger kli, then it didn't belug, not Bechatzilug. So says the Levariah, according to the Marshal, why didn't they use larger pieces of Cheres? Take cheres that used to be larger, and then they could take a piece of it, and it could contain up to a lug of oil, and then you have enough oil for the whole night, and it's still on the Kamal Tuma. So says the Levariah himself, you see, like the Parashur, the Marshal didn't actually mean to say this word, it's only the Chadid boys at Talmidim. I saw that someone says that maybe his master from the Rambam, that he did not have the girsa of this extra sentence in the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, so maybe that's the Pshat of the Marshal. But Lule, this answer, really, this question of the Levariah seems to be a Pircha Limto on the Marshal. But Meikah Rumeikah Chazdor Nifla Moed, you learn a Sugyo here, Maseches Chulin, and somehow the Marshal connects it to Chag HaChanukah to show the whole Torah's Miksha Achas. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.